restoration as a nation. Restoration as a nation. We've been talking about, you know, the shift, and I shared a little bit about that shift. And, you know, when Pastor Rob and Tricia were called to Christiansburg, and y'all recall this, she just shared it, I believe, last week. The Holy Spirit showed her three reigning spirits or master spirits or ruling spirits over this area. It was poverty, spirit of poverty, spirit of religion, and a spirit of lethargy. And we've been saying there's a shift. What is part of this shift that we've been talking about? A shift from complacency to compassion. You could say a shift from lethargy to compassion. And she even said it. She said some of those spirits have worked their way back in to the church, this area, you know. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about a shift occurring from that spirit of lethargy, that place of complacency, back to a place of compassion. What is compassion? It's love. 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 So what is restoration? I'll give you the definition if you haven't heard it in the last eight times. An act of restoring or the condition of being restored, such as bringing back to a former position or condition. And today I want to talk to you about restoring the nation through what's been called awakenings. Awakenings and revivals. Awakenings and revivals. And I heard it this way, you know, what's the difference between those two, an awakening versus a revival? It's really just geography. A revival is typically local, regional even, but an awakening is something that affects an entire society, an entire nation. Amen? Awakenings and revivals have always restored America back into relationship with God. And that, you may believe it or not, but we are in a place in America right now where we need restoration. We need an awakening to happen. Amen? Definition of an awakening is a revival of religion or more general attention to religion than usual. And that word religion, you know, I mean, I know we throw that word around, and I don't even like to say religion, and because it brings a sense of legalism is the way I... Religion could be relationship, okay? So if we substitute that, a revival of relationship or more general attention to relationship with God than usual. That's an awakening. In fact, it wasn't even a word. I didn't realize this. The awakening was not even a word until the first great awakening in America. Has anybody studied that or researched it or seen anything or heard anything or read anything about the first great awakening? Well, it occurred back in 1734 to 35. And in fact, one man really is credited with the start of the first great awakening here in this great country. And his name is Jonathan Edwards. Some of y'all may recognize that name. He was a descendant of Puritan pastors. And in his own words, he described a general deadness throughout the land. A general deadness throughout the land. So guess what him and his wife set out to do? Can anybody guess? Wanda was the first one I saw lift it. Pray. Jonathan Edwards and his wife recognized the general deadness that was happening in America, and they set themselves to pray. Why is prayer so important? Why are we focused on it so much? Well, part of the reason is, and I'll call it, there's been several awakenings in this great country, but I believe there is another one coming. I believe it is the final awakening before the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I believe it will. We've been promised a harvest of souls, right? Before Jesus comes back. And part of that harvest is going to be a great awakening in this nation. And the world, really. But in this nation is what we're talking about. So they set out to pray. So it is imperative. And that's why I am having Wanda share about prayer. God has gifted her in that area. And, you know, many of you, many of you have giftings that the body of Christ needs in this hour. Many of you have giftings and you're letting them lie there dormant. Let me just encourage you. And these giftings, you may know, you know, there's something out there called a spiritual gifts test. And I've been back and forth with those. Sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't. Because, and one reason I don't like them is if someone takes that test and it reads a certain way, they may think themselves pigeonholed into that particular gift. They can't do anything else. If they're not doing that, they can't do anything else. And you know, but there are examples where our giftings can change over time. You know, I mean, you may be called to a gift of hospitality, but then that gift later on becomes a gift of teaching. I mean, I think we've seen that in our own body. And so these giftings can change, but it doesn't matter. You have a gifting, and the body of Christ needs that gifting for the hour that we're in. Amen? All known revivals and awakenings have at least one thing in common. Can you guess what that is?
Prayer.
Prayer. Prayer. They all have one thing in common, at least one thing in common. Prayer. They were preceded by prayer. So you heard it today. I mean, there have been prophets that have said, spirit of prayer, restoration, and miracles. Right? We want to see the miracles. We want restoration, but we have to pray. We have to pray. And that's why we are focusing on it. A man named Patrick Morley writes this on his blog about Jonathan Edwards in that time of the First Great Awakening. And he said, in describing what happened in Jonathan Edwards' Northampton, Massachusetts church in 1734, observers said, quote, "It pleased God to display his free and sovereign mercy in the conversion of a great multitude of souls in a short space of time." I shared this on Wednesday night. I read this on Wednesday night. And isn't that what we've been believing for here at Christian Growth Center? And we've heard the suddenlies are going to happen. You know, there'll be a sudden influx of souls into the kingdom of God, into Christian Growth Center. But what has to happen first? Prayer. 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 And he goes on to say, turning them from a formal, cold, and careless profession of Christianity, you could say lethargy, turning them from lethargy to the lively exercise of every Christian grace and the powerful practice of our holy religion. A lively exercise of every Christian grace. And if you'll remember, I shared about the gifts of the Spirit. He also calls them graces. A lively exercise of the gifts of the Spirit happening. Don't you want to see that? Yes. Don't you want that? How desperately do you want it? Do you want it desperately enough to spend time on your knees in prayer? Do you want it desperately enough to sincerely confess that scripture in Ephesians, Lord, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation? How desperately do you want it? The powerful practice of our holy religion. And Morley continues, says, that's about as clear a definition as we'll ever get. During a revival, God supernaturally, who does it? God does. Not the speaker that's speaking at the revival. Not the pastor. Not the prophet. Not the evangelist. Not the teacher. God supernaturally transforms believers and non-believers in a church, locale, region, nation, or the world through sudden, intense enthusiasm for Christianity. People sense the presence of God powerfully. I believe that happened this morning. The power of God was sensed this morning. Conviction, despair, contrition, repentance, and prayer come easily. And that's what we've been talking about. Witnessing, talking to people about Jesus, praying. It is going to become easy. Supernaturally. People thirst. This is still Morley speaking. He says, people thirst for God's word. And many authentic conversions occur. And backsliders are renewed. This is what happens in an awakening, in a revival. It is also said about Edwards that the response could not be attributed to Edwards' preaching style. There's still hope for me, thank God, and you. It's not about our style. Let me say, y'all may not like the style of the stage. You may not like the style I'm dressed in. Somebody say, I am the church.
I am the church.
And I love my church. That means I love y'all. But do not let that distract you from the message. The message is Christ-centered. The message is about redeeming souls. The message is about changing lives. Don't get distracted by these other things. You listen to the word and what the word says and compare what the speaker is saying with the word. Amen? So it said that it couldn't be attributed, this great awakening that was occurring couldn't be attributed to Edwards' preaching style, for he was neither loud nor flamboyant in his presentation. A very logical and studious personality, he wrote out all of his sermons in manuscript. He then stood behind the podium, and without moving or making any physical gestures, he would read his sermon in a monotone voice. And being nearsighted, he held the manuscript so close to his face that the congregation could not see his face. This is the man that is credited with the starting of the great awakening that occurred in this country that turned it back towards God. How then, you ask, did that happen with that man? It was a work, supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. See, God can use anyone if they make themselves available. And I believe they did that. And they asked. They asked. They were bold in their asking for the nations. They were bold in their prayer for the nation. It was said that he and his wife set themselves to pray, and their prayers were answered. In fact, history tells us that no one was more astonished than Edwards himself. Isn't that something? When you pray for something and then you get it and you're like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. When you pray in sincerity, you better look out for the answer because it's coming. It's coming. Awakenings tend to occur when the moral fabric of a society has decayed to the point where the only thing that can turn it is an awakening to God. Turn over to Romans. An awakening to God, a restoration of this nation. And I believe you are seeing the early signs of this nation coming back to God. And it's going to be in a tremendous just wave after wave after wave. And those waves are going to look different. Sexual harassment cases coming up and before society, making them aware of it. People wanting to bake their own cakes, whatever it may be. You're going to see waves upon waves of this nation returning to the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. Romans chapter 13 in the Amplified, starting in verse 11. I'm giving you scripture for this, what we're talking about. It says, besides this, you know what a critical hour this is. We are in a critical hour. I believe we are in a critical hour in this nation, in the world, in regards to God's time clock. What a critical hour this is. How it is high time for you to wake up out of your sleep. roused to reality. For salvation, that is final deliverance, is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Final deliverance is nearest to us now, nearer to us now than when we first believed. We are closer than we've ever been in the history of the world to the soon coming return of Jesus Christ. Come quickly, Lord. Come quickly. But what are we to awake to? What are we awake up to? It says to awake, rouse out of your sleep. Well, you have to back up just a few verses. And in verse 9 it says, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, that is, have an evil desire, and any other commandment are summed up in the single command, this single command. You shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. Love does no wrong to one's neighbor. It never hurts anybody. Therefore, love meets all the requirements and is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, he's talking, you know what a critical hour we're in. How is high time for you to wake up out of your sleep. We need to be aroused out of our sleep. We need to take that shift from complacency or lethargy to compassion seriously. And we need to start loving again. We need to start loving again in the church. And I'm not just talking here, yes, here, but church universally. We need to fall back in love, not only with God, of course, first and foremost, but we need to fall back in love with each other. We need to have compassion for one another. We need to be our brother's keeper. When we see them stumble and fall, we need to lend a hand and lift them up. Not hand them the shovel and bury more, pile more on them. That's what we need to do, is to wake up to love. Wake up to love and see the great awakening in this nation. Billy Brim, in a 2008 prayer meeting before the election of Barack Obama, and Tricia has shared this before, in fact, recently, and I have as well, but this was a quote that came out of that prayer meeting of Billy Brim. It says, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. This was before the 2008 election. It's not the people were looking to that election to bring change, and it did. But people were looking, putting their hopes on that election. She says, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. We are in that time where we need to awaken to God. But what must precede the awakening? Prayer. Prayer, people. Prayer. It is so important. Prayer is your part of your relationship with God. You talking to God. You talking to Daddy. It's not talking to Father. It's talking to Daddy. It's cuddling up in his lap and having a conversation with him. It's cuddling up in his lap and saying, Daddy, Daddy, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation. I so desire, I so long to understand. Give me clarity. Give me wisdom. Give me revelation. And then we will awaken to love. Love is the root. Love is the root that holds all the fruit. An awakening. An awakening. So, what does that mean for us? Why are we learning history lessons about great awakenings that happened almost 200 years ago. More than 200 years ago. Sorry, my math. Why? Why do we need to know these things? Well, hey, the look may have changed. The method may have changed, but the message is the same. And America needs the same message now as it needed back in 1734 when Jonathan Edwards and his wife set themselves to pray for the deadening of America and brought in a great awakening, a spiritual revival. That really, what it did was it congealed, it brought together 13 separate colonies into one great nation. It preceded the birth of this nation. And history will tell you how important it was to the birth of this great nation. So why is it important? It is important because the message is the same. We need to wake up. We have been lulled to sleep, back to sleep, you can say. This nation, this world has been lulled back to sleep by the enemy of our soul, who wants nothing more than us to deny God, accept his sentence with him. Because let me tell you, there is a real hell. He will be there. And I pray none of you are there with him. I pray that none of your family is there with him. I pray that none of your friends are there with him. I pray that none of your coworkers are there with him. None of your acquaintances are there with him. But we have a part to play. I don't know your family members. I don't know your acquaintances. I don't know your coworkers. You do. See what I'm saying? So, what do? We pray. We pray. We pray. We pray individually. We pray corporately. I'm telling you, Wednesday nights, and I've said it before, I don't care if I'm the only one here, they will go on because the Lord has called me to that. Almost a commandment, if you will, to do it. And then it's like, and I shared this earlier, it's been months now, but I see prayer at Christian Growth Center. Anybody ever built a snowman? Any ever built a snowman on a hill? Start out with that little compact snowball, right? And if you're not tempted to throw it at your brother or sister, you put it on the ground where the snow is and you start rolling it and turning it, rolling it to get it smooth. Well, if you're on a hill and you get over to the side and that snowball starts to roll down the hill, it builds and builds and builds and builds until it's huge. That's kind of like I see prayer happening here. We've started as a snowball, but we've rolled it and we're starting to build. And now we're on the edge of that hill and it's going to build and gain momentum till it grows. I mean, it's just... And you either get on board or you get run over. No. You become part of the snowman. That's my encouragement to you today. I believe there is another, and I'll be as bold to say, a final awakening coming to this country. I believe it is. And I believe we're going to see a tremendous harvest of souls in our lifetime coming into the kingdom of God. And I want us, Christian Growth Center, to take part in that. To take our rightful place in that. We are a strategic church. We are. We have claimed the New River Valley. That is our area of responsibility, if you will. And so we are accountable for that. But more than that, we are accountable for our own personal lives and the lives of our friends and family. But let me encourage you, it's going to become easy. Why? Because it's a supernatural thing. You're saying, I can't talk to my family. I mean, I can't mention Jesus around my family. I can't talk about spiritual things around my family. Well, in past times, you may not have been able to, but times are coming where it's going to become easy. And in fact, though, they're going to be drawn to it. They may even start to ask you questions. I'm talking about the most obstinate, stubborn family member that you have just written off for years, saying, there is no way I'm going to reach that person, so I'm just going to check them off. I did my part. I said Jesus. I checked that checkbox. That most obstinate, stubborn family member that you have just written off, it's either going to become easy for you to speak to them, or they're going to come to you and ask you questions. Amen? The time is at hand. We are there. Did y'all receive anything? Are y'all encouraged? You're not beaten down, are you? I'm not beating you down. I want to encourage you. There's a great harvest coming. I want to lift you up and encourage you to take part in that. To take your part in that. And great things are happening here at Christian Growth Center. I mean, and we don't look at numbers. I don't look at numbers. I don't want to be the pastor of some mega church. I mean, now if God, whatever. Whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. But I want the people that He has given to me, and you call me pastor, I am a shepherd. That's all I am. I'm an overseer. I watch out for your souls. I pray for you. I pray for your souls. I pray for your families. I want to see God's best in your life. And so I don't look at numbers. I look at hearts. God changed the world with 12 people. Turn the world upside down, Scripture said. Amen? So we can do mighty things. We can do mighty things for the Lord with the people we have. And souls are going to come. Suddenlies are going to happen. In an awakening, just like we read, it seemed like overnight, in a short space of time, God had added unto their numbers. So I want you to believe with me. Amen? Be encouraged in your own walk. Keep first things first. Keep God first in your life. God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then all those other things that we want, desire, have need of will be added unto us. Amen? Father, thank you. Thank you for your word that has gone forth, and Lord, let it not have been words out of my mouth or Wanda's mouth, but Lord, let them be from your heart, the heart of the Father. And I believe that the hearers have heard what they need to receive specifically to them, for them, for such a time as this. Encourage us, Holy Spirit, as we pray for that spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can have greater understanding. So we can better understand who we are in Christ and stand in that authority. So that when sickness may come, threats may happen, we can stand on the Word of God. We can stand boldly against them, knowing that it was bought and paid for by Jesus. So I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And if you don't, then guess what? Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day that has been set aside in the history of the world for you to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe you've had relationship with Him and you've wandered away. And you know who you are. I don't need to point you out. You don't need to come forward. You know in your heart who you are. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to your heart today that if you will submit to God, humble yourself, submit to God, earnestly desire relationship with Him, He will come back into your life. He will show you things. He will have relationship with you again. All you need to do is ask. Just simply ask. And then pray for that spirit of wisdom and revelation. Father, show me. Show me. Show me what my part is. Show me. Show me what I'm to do. Show me, Lord. And He will answer. So if that's you today, you've had a relationship with Him, and you've wandered off, you've put Him on the back burner, so to speak, I just want to encourage you that He still loves you, He still cares about you, He still wants relationship with you. And the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Will you come back to Him today? Will you give Him all your heart? Not just part of it. Will you give it all to Him? He wants it all. He's a jealous God. He wants all of you. He just doesn't want you on Sundays. He wants you every day of the week. He wants you 24/7. And we can give that to Him. It's a choice. It's a choice. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Your love. And I pray that Your love is not unreturned, that we return that love to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, glory to God. Glad you all are here. I believe with all my heart that wonderful things are in store for you. God loves you so much, so much. He cares about you. And because He cares about you, I care about you. And I meant that with all sincerity. I do pray for you. And I hope that you sense that in your spirit, man. That you are loved. That you are something special in God's eyes. Amen.